How long would it take you to get to 70 plus deals a year? It took Joel Rodriguez less than 5 years to do it. See, back in 2020, he was running T-Mobile stores and decided to get in the real estate business. Now he's doing 70, 80 deals a year by doing the unglamorous work, talking to his database, being consistent in communicating with them, adding value, inviting them to an event, telling them what their home's worth. It's the unglamorous work that oftentimes gets you ahead. And that's what Joel is going to talk about today. Hey, it's James Shaw. Thank you so much for joining us for this conversation with Joel. I think you're going to learn a lot from him about how you can very easily get into communication with your database to earn a ton of deals. So let's get after it. Joel, would you tell everybody who you are, where you are, and a little bit about your business?
Thank you for having me, James. My name is Joel Rodriguez. I've been in the business since 2020, right in the beginning of COVID. I am in Cleveland, Ohio with Keller Williams, been with Keller Williams ever since the beginning of it. So I'm excited to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here. You're on pace. I don't know. You're going to do what? 70, 80 deals this year?
I'm already at 70% this year, but yeah, 80.
You're going to do 80 transactions.
70 to 80 a year.
That's just unbelievable. But you've built it by pouring into your database and the people you know. Give us your background that led you to this, and then I want to hear the secret about how you're so successful.
Yeah, so a little bit of my background. I used to be a general manager for T-Mobile. I did that for about 7 years. I had a whole bunch of stores under my belt, but I was mainly focused on like the Latino community. And then I decided to get into real estate. I was doing T-Mobile and real estate for about 2 years. That was a crazy time. And then I just decided that I had to just do real estate because that was what I always really wanted to do.
Yeah. So tell us then, I mean, you built your database and followed up with them.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is pretty simple. It's stuff we teach all the time, but you figured it out. Tell us about your business, where it comes from, and how you stay in touch with everybody.
So most of my business, it's all referral based and word of mouth. What I normally do is I do DTD2, but I made it in my own ways, right? Because I have a huge database. I have over 3,000 leads on there. And sometimes it's really hard to do like the basic DTD2, right? So I just had to figure out something that was going to work for me. And since all my business is referral leads, right, from past clients, I do DTD2, but I do it with my past clients.
All right, so we're going to break that down. I do want to, there might be someone watching that's like, what is he talking about, DTD2?
Right.
They're thinking it's something, you know, they don't speak Spanish. They think you're speaking Spanish to them or something.
Yeah.
DTD2, it's just a simple, most of you know, but some of you don't. It's a simple way that you stay in touch with your database. We learned it from Steve Schleter and Tammy Youngst. They taught us to it a long time ago. It stands for Do the Database 2, DTD2. And it's two letters by last name every single week. That takes 12 weeks, so you get through the whole database every quarter. That's what you're running. But what you're telling me is you have 3,000 names in there. That's a lot to do. So you have segmented it a little bit, and it's really just your past clients, your referral sources, your VIPs. Is that who's on the DTD2?
Correct. Like all my VIPs, past clients, they're on there and I'm in contact communication with them. Sometimes I do more than just a couple letters a week or whatever. But
all right. So tell me what the average week looks like.
My average week, it's my day starts with the morning call every morning. For the last 8 months since I decided to venture and be a solo agent, I've been on this call faithfully. Not every day, of course, but I try to be here as much as I can. And I have an assistant. She pulls up from command the letters for that week. She sends it to me. She brings it out, and I do my DTD2 as I'm driving, calling them. I don't text them. I just try to call my clients every week.
Okay, so you have help pulling the list.
Correct.
And then instead of you sitting down and seatbelting yourself at a table in front of a computer, you're sitting down and seatbelting yourself in the car because you're driving around town working deals. You're selling 80 homes a year.
I'm driving around.
Do they give you the list and then you just call or what?
I just call them. And like sometimes they don't even answer, but they will call me back. That's one thing about my clients, because I create a relationship with all my clients, right? I build a relationship and they will call me back the same day.
Okay. But is it really that simple?
It's that simple.
Then what are we going to talk about for the next 18 minutes, right? But I mean, here's the thing. Let's help make it simple for everybody else, because it seems to be hard for people to realize that they just need to sit and talk to people in their database. You're choosing call. They can text or call. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah. But tell me, how did you get into the framework that this is who you are every day? Because it probably wasn't always like that.
Right, right. So, I mean, it started by I wanted to do the thing. I wanted to do the base DTD2 to get business, right? Because it seemed like it works for a lot of people. But then when I realized that I had all these leads, it was impossible. And I would never finish the two letters for that week, right? It was impossible. So when I wanted to pour in back into my clients and my database, I had to figure out a way that was going to work for me. And that's when I realized, listen, most of my leads are coming from my past clients. So let me just pour back into them and make sure that I stay in communication with my past clients.
All right. So that's how you narrowed it down to that group and you just decided to do it. What does a normal call sound like?
Hey. So before I even do that, I even go on their social media and I just pick it, you know, find something so that I don't make it about business, because I really don't like that. I try something like whether it's a birthday or family's in town or something. And then I just call them. Hey, I'm just checking in. How are you? How's everything? How are things? They tell me we just have a genuine conversation. And then from there, it goes into business. Sometimes it even goes into, hey, like, I've been thinking about selling my house. I have a cousin, I have a coworker who wants to sell a house or buy a house. And it just, it goes from there. But she'll probably be a 5-minute conversation. Sometimes ends up being for 20, 30 minutes. So it's a little bit longer, but I love it.
You're really connected to your database and your community. So the calls I get, what else are you doing with your database? And then what are you doing in your community too?
Right. So another thing that I do, again, with my past clients, which I have my assistant do, is we normally do anniversary cards every month. We always send those out also, and I get a lot of response from those. And again, like I did 70 or 80 transactions in the last 5 years. So like that's a lot of cards, and that's also a lot to manage, which I'm thankful that I have my assistant, Joelis. But another thing that I do is blessing baskets, back to school giveaway, and like just a lot of community work that I enjoy doing. One, and number two, I get a lot of response from it.
All right, we'll talk about the stuff you do and why you do it in a second. Some of the things you mentioned are things we've been talking about inside of Pivot Shift Ahead and an Inspire member. You're involved in both of those. You're an Inspire member and you're on the Pivot call all the time.
Correct.
Blessing Baskets, something we got from Ellie McIntyre. Anyone who's curious about that, we will put a link in the comments or the chat, depending on where you're watching this, so that you have access to the full guide on the Blessing Basket piece. But tell me a little bit about some of your community involvement. You said you're doing back to school giveaways and different things. How are you pouring into your community and how important is that?
Yeah, so the whole part, it is very important as far as like Blessing Baskets. Like that's something that I've been doing for 12 years, since 2015. This is my 12th year that I'm doing it. And it's something that it touched me because I remember when we moved here 16 years ago from Puerto Rico, we had community leaders that used to help us, right? Help my mom and my family to get food on our table for Thanksgiving, right? So that's really important for me to do every year, per se, as well as the back to school. I'm really involved in like what we do, like the Puerto Rican parade, like right here in Cleveland, Ohio. But when I do these things and I participate in all these events, I don't make it about my business, right? I don't just set up a table handing out flyers and business cards and all that stuff. I actually get involved and do the work, and I feel like I get more response. And again, it's something that I also enjoy. People already know that I am. Like I'm well known in the community, again, from T-Mobile, because a lot of these clients are people who I sold them a phone probably 10, 12 years ago, right? And now they're coming back to me and I'm selling them a house.
That's unbelievable. You've just been there for them. I mean, it seems like a secret sauce just to be there and pour in and add value every day. How did you get to that point where you were not selling real estate full time, and now you are, and it's all about your community.
Hey, building trust. Like I always tell my clients, I always do a consultation with my buyers and sellers, not right. And I tell every client, hey, I'm gonna treat you like I would treat my brother or my sister. Some of the things I'm gonna say, you might not like them, but you're gonna appreciate it later on in the process, right? And I just build trust from the beginning, and it's been working. And I literally say that to every single client.
That's amazing. So you just build trust with them. Okay, but when you started the business, you were like all buyer heavy. It was, let me help buyers. And you told me that you transitioned to really focusing more on sellers, that not only do you want to stay connected to your database and be involved with them, but you want to take more listings. Tell me about that transition and how you did it, because it seemed to have paid off. Your business is way up.
Way up, right. So it all started when I decided to go on a solo adventure, right, and become a solo agent. I noticed that there was a shift, right? And I had a shift with the market too, right? And that's something that I learned with you guys, with this community. It all started with me, right? I had to shift the market. I had to change. And the first thing I did is I stopped calling myself a buyer's agent, because I used to do that a lot, because I used to be heavily buyers. Like sometimes I would even give listings away because I didn't know how to manage them. I didn't know what to do with them, right? So I stopped calling myself a buyer's agent. And when I would do my phone calls every week, I would even talk to my clients and be like, hey, can I do a home evaluation? I'm becoming a listing agent, and I just have a genuine conversation with all of them, and they will trust me and 100%. And sometimes those conversations right there turn into an actual listing, probably about 5 of them already this year, from a home evaluation to now they sold their house, now they're on their next home.
Home evaluation, or equity analysis, we call it sometimes, is another thing we have taught inside of Pivot and the Inspire Collective. And we'll put a link for that one too, because that's one everybody has access to. We learned it from Chris Ruskowitz in Milwaukee, and we'll drop that link in so everyone has access to it. You seem like you're somebody that's constantly learning and then implementing, because you've brought up multiple things that we have taught inside of Pivot, Shift Ahead and the Inspire Collective, that you're doing what I say all the time, which is learn the plays and run the plays. How important is that to an agent's success, to be open to new ideas and then implement right away?
It's very important being with this community, because I learned so much from this community. But being here has been the best thing that ever happened to me, and I am so thankful. But I wanted to give a shout out to Janine Garcia, because I remember back in December when I didn't know what to do, right? Because I was now a solo agent coming from a team for 5 years, right? Where I always had someone to lean on. Now I didn't have anybody, right? And I remember me having a conversation with Janine, and she's like, Joel, you need to get on Inspire. You need to make sure you participate, be there, and also go to a family reunion. And it's been the best. And then ever since I joined Inspire, I just go back and I just listen to old videos. And you know what I mean? It helps.
You're a learning-based person. You're a learning-based person, and it's paying off for you in a big way. So as you've gone through this journey to pour into the database, turn your focus on listings, I imagine you have learned some lessons that you would love other people to know, because this market is challenging. It's tough out there, and yet you're seeing big results. What are some lessons you'd want people to learn from your experience?
I guess backtracking a little bit to, when you're going through a shift and you want to do all these great things, is seek for help, right? There's a lot of people leaning to your own market center, right? Because I will lean on them, ask questions, and I would just get surrounded by the right people. I would just have conversations with the people that are doing what I want to do, right? I guess just let go of your ego and seek for help. It's okay. You don't have to know at all. And I had to learn that the hard way. I used to be embarrassed, because I'm like, I've been doing this for 5 years, and I have to call another agent in my office for questions, right? To talk about a listing. I had to let go of that to be where I'm at today.
Yeah. What other advice do you have?
Another advice is just listen, do the right thing, do the thing, just jump in there, and you're going to learn from your mistakes. You are going to make a lot of mistakes. And like something that I learned along the way too, is because I was so excited that I was getting all these listings, right? And it's something that you guys always say, not every listing is for you, right? So I did make a couple of mistakes this year, just taking every listing opportunity, knowing deep inside that it wasn't a fit for me or the client, right? Letting the seller take control is probably the worst mistake I made, but I'm glad I did, right? Because you live and you learn.
You certainly do. And you're living and learning and making adjustments and figuring it out. But I also feel like, Joel, that you're underselling what you're doing, because you're doing 80 deals a year and you're just basically like, yeah, I call my database and I decided to focus on listings and I get on the calls. It's got to be more than that. Like, tell me about what your day is like. If I were going to come follow you one day and hang out with you and I'm going to learn from you about what you're doing, what does that day look like?
So you're right. It's a little bit more than just, you know, selling a house. Like there's a background to all of this. Again, I serve as a Latino community. So I have an assistant, I have two assistants, right? And we literally take this client from beginning to end. We help them through the whole transaction. Not only, you know, we have to find them the right lender for them, the right programs, inspectors, right? We have to walk them through the whole process, and we cater to all of our clients, right? And again, the Latino community is such a tight and loyal community that when you pour into them and you make them feel comfortable, like, you know, you act like you care, you have integrity, they are going to be loyal and they are going to send you referrals.
Okay, so teach me then what your day looks like. I really want to know. I want to know that you get up and I imagine one of the first things you do is get on the pivot call.
Get on the pivot call, and then I have three times a week, I have a meeting with my assistants where we go through all the deal tracker, right? We just go through all of that. My assistant just takes it over for me. Like, I literally just, I'm out here selling. Mm-hmm. She takes it over, contract to close, right?
All right, so you're reviewing three times a week with your admin about your pendings and other logistical things.
Correct.
All right. What happens after that or on the days that you don't have that meeting?
On the days that I don't have that meeting, I listen to podcasts, right? I do take some personal time for myself because it's important. And that's something that I've been implementing for the last three months, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then I just, again, home evaluations, showings. I do a lot of showings.
All right. So then you get into your lead gen piece, which is where you're offering home evals. You're calling your DTD2. And that's all determined. Does your assistant give you the list or what?
So I get the list from my assistant. Okay. I get the list from my assistant, and sometimes she's even scheduling my showings, right?
Oh, okay. So if you have showings, she's scheduling those. But your other just check-ins, and this is why you're telling me you're doing your check-ins as you're driving around town from showing to showing or something.
Right.
You're not someone that goes in and sits down in the office for a long period of time.
I would not be able to get it done. That just doesn't work for me. I get easily distracted.
Yeah. So you're out and about on your appointments and checking in. And my guess too, are you like just, you pop into this coffee shop or you're walking around town and run into somebody? Are you that kind of guy?
No. So I actually have an office, right? Which I call it my fish tank. It's an office in the Hispanic Business Center that just opened up back in January. And it's literally, I call it my fish tank because it's like half of the wall is made out of glass. And I mean, I do like a lot of my consultations. I do them there, most of them. And like, also, I think I forgot to mention, I get a lot of leads from being there, right? Because it's a community center that's open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And many leads. Like, we get walk-ins every week. My assistant's also there Monday through Saturday.
That's amazing. All right. So you're out doing your thing. If you wanted agents to simplify and just be able to create results like you've created, what would you tell them to do?
I would tell you, seek for help. Lean on a community. Lean on your market, right? Lean on the people. Surround yourself with the right people and change your mindset, because it was all about mindset. It was just that little thing that I did in the beginning that I stopped calling myself a buyer's agent. That made a huge difference.
It's amazing. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. One thing you want to do is you want to give back. That's the kind of person you are. And so you said for our Inspire community, you want to give them a tool that's really helped you keep your focus on helping people. Tell us about that tool that you're going to give to our Inspire.
So I have a tracker. I don't know if you can share it or I can show it to you guys on my phone. But that's how I keep track of all my sales. It's right there in my office. Everyone who walks through my office, they can see it. I'm going to show it to you guys right here. And that's literally my goal for the year, which is 80 houses. And I take a picture and I just tape it on there. And I want to share with you guys. That's something that we created right here on Canva. And I'm more than excited to share with you guys. And please share some pictures, because I want to see what it does for you guys. Because I actually get people that walk by my office and they're like, I can't wait for my photo to be on there. And then they 2-3 months later, they're buying a house and they end up on there. So that brings a lot of attention to my office.
You're going to share that template with us, which I truly appreciate. Congratulations on everything you've done. Well done. Thanks for being so involved in the communities. I'm just real curious about, as we wrap up, how has being part of Pivot and specifically the Inspire Collective helped you, and why should others join it?
Listen, it literally changed my life. And that's going back to when I decided to go on a solo adventure. I didn't have a team to lean on, right? And I just lean on this community, lean on Janine Garcia, find somebody here, because there's a lot of people that you can talk to and learn from every single day. Just get on the morning calls. That will change everything. Start by doing that, then join Inspire. Changed my life. Best $100 a month I ever spent.
You're the best. I'm proud of you. Thanks for sharing with us today. Be well.
Thank you.
All right, so here are the takeaways. Keep it simple. Talk to your people and stay in touch with your past clients and referral partners. When you lead with care, rather than, you know, being so money focused all the time, and you just want to support your people, opportunity comes your way. I hope this is helpful to you and you got some great ideas. If you did, share it with someone else so they can do the same. And of course, you can always get involved in whatever we do. Join us inside the Facebook group. Just search Pivot Shift Ahead. Then you're invited to join us every weekday morning. We do a mastermind call at 7:30 Eastern. You're always invited to come hang out with us at that time. You can get details at jamesdshaw.com. And then if you want to go deeper and really learn strategies and systems like he's using, join the Inspire Collective. That's my membership community, and we'd love to see you in there. Again, you can get info at jamesdshaw.com. Thanks for being here. We'll see you around. Have a good one. Bye.